Praise the Lord and welcome to this program of Archie Hardy Ministries as we declare souls are crying, men are dying, but together we must win the lost at any cost. I'm Sister Sharon Knotts, and the message you will hear today is Destroying the Works of the Devil, which I exhorted under an inspirational anointing at a Faith Tabernacle Sunday night service. Now, this was one of those services where a burning anointing flowed, and the Word was alive with power and revelation. So I'll be back at the close of the broadcast to tell you how you can order this powerful message, Destroying the Works of the Devil.
We are strong in the Lord and in His mighty power. Amen. And when we rise up strong, Satan does not have an opportunity. Now, he comes looking for times. He comes seeking for times. I'm not going to tell you you're never going to come under attack. Well, that doesn't even make any sense. If you were never going to come under attack, what do you need weapons for? What do you need an armor for? Why are you told to endure hardness as a good soldier? Why are you told to put on the whole armor of God if you aren't ever going to need to use it? If you aren't going to have an enemy worthy of your armor, then why have one? So you need to expect there's always going to be a battle. You're not going to have any R&R to get to heaven. Amen. But I want you to know that my God is able to strengthen you with all might in your inner man. Hallelujah. He's able to arm you from the crown of your head to the soles of your feet. And like the word of God says in Romans 16:20, but my God shall shortly bruise Satan's head under your heel. And I told you before, the word shortly there is not a very good translation. It doesn't mean pretty soon in a little while. It means repeatedly and over again. You got to picture yourself just stomping on the devil over and over and over again, because God prepares you for whatever you're going to face, because he has come to destroy all the works of the devil in your life. He doesn't want the devil to have even a little itty-bitty room in your life. And don't give it to him. Because if you give it to him, it won't stop there. It will not stop there. You give the devil a little bit of your prayer time. You give the flesh a little bit of your time. It's going to slide and slide and slide. You got to stop. You got to put the brakes on. Sometimes things get rolling in the morning and this happens and that business happens and the other happens before I know it. I'm way past my prayer time, and I've hardly gotten any time in. And, you know, I think, well, the Lord understands today. I couldn't help it. This and that and the other happened. And, you know, there's nothing I could do about it. But you know what? Bless your heart. The next day, something else. For you know it, it'll be a daily thing. You have to say, excuse me. I'm sorry. But we're just going to stop here. We're just going to stop right now. We're not going to let this thing go on. Amen? Because if you don't, you won't get it back easy. I said you won't get it back easy. I didn't say you won't get it back. I said you won't get it back easy. Lost ground is hard to make up. Amen? It's a fight. And then you're fighting against discouragement because you knew you oughtn't have lost it in the first place. And you don't feel like fighting to get the same ground back. It's exciting when you're fighting to get new ground. It's exciting when you're making new strides and you're getting new victories. Wow, we can go for it. But when you're fighting to get the same old ground you already had and lost, it's kind of discouraging. You don't quite feel quite as peppy about it and excited about it. And the devil knows that. And he is banking on that you will get discouraged and you'll just give up and let it slide. But I don't know about you, but I don't know what you've decided, but I've decided the devil's a liar. Amen. Because, you know, like I said, it seemed like my prayer time has just been getting all messed up or something. I don't know. I've been oversleeping, you know, and whose fault is that? I can't blame that on the devil. Amen. You know, just little things. And I said, Lord, I know that I got to do something about this. And, you know, Friday, my time with the Lord, it was so beautiful. I did not want it to end. I usually spend an hour and a half to 2 hours with the Lord in the morning. If I'm able to, most of the time I am. But Friday, it's like I'm looking at the clock. I'm looking at what time it is. I'm thinking, I just can't quit. It was so beautiful, so powerful. I just sat there in the presence of God, just worshiping and weeping and crying and praising him. And, you know, it was just so beautiful. I thought, oh, my Lord, I could sit here all day. Then I got up and I'd walk around because I got tired of sitting. And I just thought I could just spend the rest of the day. So I realized then, I knew God was doing something. And I knew it was important that I just put everything on hold, because this was something different. It was something special. And I knew I needed to put everything on hold and just let the Holy Ghost have his way until he lifted it. Because how many knows there will come a time when it sort of just lifts off of you. And when it lifts off of you, you're like, okay, let's go wash the dishes or whatever. But how many know sometimes you don't have that liberty to stay there till it lifts? You know, you got to get to work. You got to get here. You got to get there. And you never really get that pleasure of waiting there until you get that full experience, until he of his volition lifts. So when you do, when you have that opportunity, and you don't have to be on a job, or you don't have to go here or go there or something, you need to hang. You just need to hang right there until he lifts, which is what I did. And it's like the Lord let me know that I didn't know what. I mean, I didn't have anything particular I'm facing or dealing with or situation, you know. Just felt like, just be ready. So that was Friday morning. So Friday night, I woke up at 2:45 in the morning. And it's one of the strongest attacks I've ever had that came, the devil coming after me in the nighttime. And I don't even remember the first part of it. I just remember the last part because it was so intense. But I was seated in a house, like in a dining room. I didn't recognize the house. But anyway, I was seated at one end of the table. My mother was seated at the other end of the table. There were other people in the background. I didn't know who all was there. I think my father was there, but I wasn't even sure about that. But I know my mother was there, and I was here. And we were talking across this dining room table. And while we're talking, she's starting to get this funny look on her face as she's looking at me, like she's looking at beyond me. And at the same time, I begin to sense something not right. But I'm just talking to her anyway. And she says, there's something behind you. And I began to feel this presence. And it wasn't a good one either. And I could feel it really strong. She says, there's something over your head. And about that time, something just jumped on me, through me. And I reached out my hands to her to say, help me or pray for me. And I opened my mouth and I couldn't talk. And I was reaching out to her and she was looking at me and she was in a state of shock. She was just like looking at me like, and this thing was like intense electricity. It was like I was being electrocuted. My whole body was vibrating with electricity until I actually felt my eyeballs pop out of my head. And all this was happening and I was thinking in my mind, this is demonic. This is demonic. And I'm looking at her, and she's looking at me, and she's like paralyzed. And I'm thinking, I didn't know why this was happening to me. I didn't know what to do because I couldn't talk or anything. My whole body was vibrating. And finally, it stopped. It just shut down like that. And I began to say, Jesus. And I must have said Jesus, I don't know, 6 times. Now, usually when I come under an attack, because the devil's fighting me so hard, I usually can't really talk, and I usually say something like, you know, it sounds like a ghost or something, like, Jesus. Uh-uh. Oh, no. It was Jesus. Jesus. I mean, it was from the bottom of my feet. I was so enraged with the devil, I didn't bind him, cast him out, nothing. I just said, Jesus, like, you take care of this devil, who does he think he is? And I tell you, usually something like that would mess me up for the rest of the night. No, I got up out of my bed. I thought, the nerve of that devil. I walked around my house. I think I recited Psalm 91 a couple times, and Psalm 121, and Psalm 23, and Psalm 27. I recited all of them. And went around my house, in my living room, my dining room and all. And you know, I felt pretty good. So I go back in my room, and as soon as I walked through the door, I felt all the hair on my body stand up. I thought, that brazen devil, he's still in this room. And I just began to walk around that room and rebuke the devil until I felt it lift, and it was gone. And you know, I went back to sleep, never had another minute, slept good, slept real good, woke up the next day, had a great day. But let me tell you something, we got to be ready at all times. There was a time, I got it. Now look, lest you think I'm putting myself up as some great holy person. There was a time in my life that would have messed me up so bad, I would have been shaking in my shoes. I would have been saying, Benny, pray for me, help me. I would have been so upset. I would have been, the rest of the night, I would have been jello. But I got tired of that. I just got tired of that. I got to the point, I got tired of that. And I found out I didn't have to take that off the devil. Amen. And I know as sure as I'm standing here right now, because I am telling you all this, because I have the audacity to tell on the devil, he's going to try to find another opportunity. Amen. It will never be ever over. That's why you got to keep your armor on. That's why you got to stay full of the Holy Ghost. Because you never know when the attack's going to come. It may not come like that. It may come in a phone call, a knock at your door, a pink slip on your job. You don't know how or when the attack may come. But let me tell you something. My Jesus was manifest to destroy all the works of the devil. And you don't have to give him any place in your life. How many say, I'm not giving you any place, devil? I'm not giving you any place. Amen. We're not giving you any place, devil. We, the saints of God that are blood-bought, blood-washed, Holy Ghost-filled, Holy Ghost-baptized, born again, Spirit-filled, anointed, saturated in the water of the Word, saturated in the fresh oil of the anointing, will not give you any ground and any room in our lives. In Jesus' name. And we declare tonight we agree, because we know there's exponential power in the prayer of agreement. We agree tonight that every man, woman, boy, and girl in this place that sat here tonight under this powerful anointing will go out of here set free in every part of their being in Jesus' name. And let the church say,
amen.
Amen. I tell you what, it's done in Jesus' name.
Amen. What a powerful and yoke-destroying word of the Lord. Saints, we are not ignorant of Satan's devices, and his mission is to steal and to kill and to destroy men's lives. But 1 John 3:8 declares, "For this purpose was the Son of Man, Jesus Christ, manifested, that he might destroy the works of the devil." Nevertheless, as Christians, we will be engaged in spiritual warfare against our adversary. He will seek to attack us on every front, spiritually, physically, mentally, and emotionally. If we do not counteract his wiles with the Word, we can have strongholds of fear and other negativity in our minds and lives. Satan is a dirty fighter. He never fights fair. He looks for an opportunity to attack, and often in the night. But we don't have to put up with it. We have all the weapons we need for victory. Now, you may want to order this anointed message for yourself or for someone you know who is battling fear or depression or oppression or mental warfare. And you can order this entire message, Destroying the Works of the Devil, on CD for a love gift of $10 or more for the radio ministry. Ask for offer number SK158. That's offer S as in Sharon, K as in Knots, 158. Write to Brother Hardy, P.O. Box 1744, Baltimore, Maryland 21203. Or if you prefer, order online at rghardy.org. That's rghardy.org. Remember, for your love gift of $10 or more, to help us keep these messages coming to you by means of radio, and you're asking for offer number SK158, we'll send you this powerful message, Destroying the Works of the Devil. Once again, send your request to Brother Hardy, P.O. Box 1744, Baltimore, Maryland 21203. And saints, even if you don't want to order today, we would love to hear from you to know that you're being blessed by the radio ministry. So write us or go online and let us know. Until next time, God bless you and Maranatha.